Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at my private practice, the Couple Center, and Couple Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast monthly, usually on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's 15 to 20 minute podcast, which is scheduled, by the way, for the first time on a Sunday night because of the holidays, is titled Take the Dread Out of the Holidays with Some Simple Strategies. So it's a very timely subject, if I do say so myself. Now, if you have with any regularity felt overwhelmed, anxious, or resentful about the holiday season based on negative past experiences, then let me tell you, this show is for you. I'll talk about how you can approach the season with more intentionality, more realism, better boundaries, which is very important, and some good self-care, so you're freed up to enjoy your family and friends and not feel exhausted. Now, if you've joined me live in the studio and would like to make a comment or ask a question, do it at any time by pressing 1 on your phone, and I'll be able to bring you on the air. Okay? So there are some key things to think about before you plow into holiday activity. 1, if you could have the best possible experience, what would you like it to look like? Create a positive vision, okay? So you want to make it come alive. What would be in this vision? Would there be more help from your spouse or your family? Okay, that's a very common one that people imagine. Somehow they wouldn't feel so alone with all of this. Would there be less money spent on frivolous gifts? People often feel very overwhelmed at the sheer amount of spending and the nonsensical spending that happens, or the obligatory spending that happens. Would, in your vision, would there be more time for self-care? Would there be more sleep, more exercise? So in other words, would you lean into the rituals of self-care that you do during the rest of the year in a way that would create more balance during the holidays? Would there be less drinking and more moderation with food? People often feel very overwhelmed, especially if they have a drinking problem or if someone in their family has a drinking problem, that they just expect things to explode because it's a time bomb. People feel permission to be very excessive with not only food but drink and sugar. And often people are completely, they're like over the top. In your vision, would there be less running around trying to visit with all branches of the family? Would there be more meaningful connection with the people who matter most to you? So would there be less kind of obligatory running around, less obligatory visits, and trying to fit it all in, but focusing more instead on people you really feel close to? Would there be more relaxation and less perfectionism? So in other words, something that feels more easygoing. And would there be less of a vision either in your head or other people's head about a Martha Stewart Christmas or Hanukkah? You know, something that feels like it has to be out of a magazine, where the house is perfectly clean, everything's perfect, the food is like a showpiece. Would there be less perfectionism and something that would be a little bit more casual and relaxed? In your vision, would there be more spiritually meaningful activity? Would you spend more time at church or synagogue? Would you meditate? Would you be involved in your spiritual community with activities that are focused on the meaning of the holidays? rather than consumerism. A lot of people feel very weirded out by the sheer amount of consumerism and spending and, you know, all the materialism that the holidays have become about. Would you, in your vision, be creating or honoring your own desired rituals? This is an important one because often people lean into the rituals that the family has had. It's kind of the thing everybody does. And very often people yearn to create their own rituals, something sweet, something that would feel more personal and that would feel more part of them. Would that be part of your vision? Would you be taking more time off from work so you're not fragmented? In other words, creating more space, less trying to fit everything in last minute, and less feeling less pulled in different directions. Very often when people have that in their vision, they also imagine, I would separate myself from email and calls and texts and accountability to the people I work with or I work for. So would that be part of your vision, that somehow you would legitimize more time off? Would there be more of a spirit of giving? Okay, we're approaching Thanksgiving. Would you want to be volunteering to help others who are less fortunate? Often people feel very guilty about their privilege and about what they have, and they feel a yearning to help other people who are in less fortunate circumstances and haven't created the infrastructure or just haven't followed through or done what they need to do that. So would that be part of your vision? Or would you do what some people really yearn to do or do? Would you get away on vacation and just bypass the busyness of the holidays altogether? Would you create an escape and do something totally non-traditional, either by yourself or with a spouse or with a partner or with your family? So in other words, think about your vision and what would be part of it, what would be omitted in your ideal sense of the holidays. Now, reflect on past holiday seasons and think about what people, actions, things, or attitudes were obstacles to your best possible experiences. In other words, who or what created discord or negativity? Was it, were there certain predictable people who acted out or were just nasty or expected too much or were ungrateful? Or were there predictable circumstances, putting together people who just didn't relate to each other, or driving way too much, spending the whole time on the road? Circumstances, or were past negative holiday seasons, you know, the obstacles to the best possible experiences, marked by a certain kind of thinking on other people's part or on your own part, thinking that guided behavior, that guided obligatory behavior. So think about the obstacles to the best possible experience. Now, this is a hard question. Where were you in the problem? So you're thinking about the problems, you're thinking about the obstacles to your vision for something better. Where were you in the problem? Did you just go along with some bad behaviors or expectations of others and say nothing? In other words, were you a pleaser? Were you an accommodator? Were you an enabler? Were you silent? Did you overload yourself with a kind of fairy tale to-do list? In other words, a list that was too elaborate on cooking, cleaning, or decorating. In other words, perfectionism. I know that I'm sometimes guilty of that. I have a picture in my mind, and I can be my own worst enemy because I try to do it all, and no one person can do it all. So I'm learning as I get older and more mature, hopefully, to set some limits and boundaries for myself. But do you overload yourself with this kind of fairy tale vision? Did you... In the problem, did you not ask for help? Okay, so you're thinking about yourself in the problem. Did you collaborate with your spouse or not? So in other words, were you playing martyr? Were you trying to be a one woman or one man show, doing it all, not asking for help, not saying what you need, and letting other people off the hook, allowing other people to do the learned helplessness thing or just sit around? When you think about yourself and the problem, did you eat or drink too much? Okay, so were you excessive? Was that something that created a negative mix? And what happens if you eat or drink too much? Does it affect your energy? Are you too loose? Are your boundaries too loose? So in other words, what happened there? Did you, when you think about yourself and the problem, did you not pay attention to which relatives you needed to either avoid or set boundaries around contact with? So were you, when you think about yourself, were you not being smart about where you needed to draw the line? Most people have some relatives that feel difficult, sometimes toxic, boring, overwhelming, judgmental. Most people have at least somebody like that in the family. And did you not pay attention to that? Did you think that it would be different in past seasons, or just hope that they would just behave? Did you overspend, then feel left with a financial mess? That's a very common one people do. They don't think through, well, how am I going to feel about this in January? Am I putting all these expenses on a credit card? Were you silent about some sadness related to a loss? This is more common than people want to let themselves know, that very often the holidays are marked by the anniversary of some loss. Maybe it's the first time a parent is not at the Thanksgiving table, or maybe a child has died, or a sibling has passed away, and you're sorely aware of their presence. But did you, when you think about it, did you honor that loss, or did you try to detour it, bypass it, or hide it from yourself and from others? Okay, so you're thinking about yourself in the problem. This is always a hard but a very important thing to do. Where was I in the problem is the question. Now, forgive yourself. Okay, we're all human. We all make some bad moves. We make mistakes. We make some bad decisions. Forgive yourself and think about one or two new things you're prepared to do differently from the above list. Okay, just one or two. So you don't want to start really fancy and elaborate, but think about a few different things. When you think about what you did that contributed to the problem and whom else contributed, think about what you are willing to do differently. And now think about, what obstacles might you face? What would get in the way? Whenever we make changes, we need to anticipate the obstacles that we're going to face, because there's often more ambivalence about change than we'd like to let ourselves know. Or there are just things that get in the way that we don't anticipate, so it's important to try to anticipate it. So might the obstacles be, one obstacle be a disapproving, insulted, or oblivious relative or spouse? Is that somebody who could undermine you? Might another obstacle be your own catastrophic thinking about the change, that this is going to be awful, everyone will be so upset, it'll completely upset the apple cart, nobody will respect me anymore. Catastrophic thinking about it, kind of overrating the negative impact of the change. Are you not feeling you're worth the bother? That can be a big obstacle. Saying to yourself, oh, why make change? Just go along with it. It's just a few weeks a year. You know, maybe it's a total of a month. Why don't you just white knuckle it? Are you, would one obstacle be challenging the family script about you? We often have roles in our families, and there's a kind of story that the family tells about us and that we tell about ourselves. There's a role we lean into. And so does someone leverage your overfunctioning? If, in other words, you've had past seasons where you behaved in a certain way because it was kind of expected of you, is there someone else who stands to gain from it, somebody else who leverages it? Or do you get something out of that role that you've played in the family? And how might that be an obstacle to change? All right, so this is important for you. And I would recommend, by the way, you write these things down so that you have a kind of template in front of you that you can hold yourself to. Now, what resources will you need to overcome these obstacles? Whenever you're making change, you need to anticipate obstacles, and you need to think about, what will I need? What resources will I need? Do I have everything I need? What would feel like support? Do I need some kind of support? Would teamwork with an understanding spouse or family member help me if I engage them in some way? Would that be a needed resource that would allow me to make these changes? Do I need to focus on my thinking, changing my thinking about all this? Would that be an important resource to pull in the healthier parts of myself as I think about this change and be very mindful about negative thinking or futurizing, catastrophizing, as I said earlier? Would, in terms of resources, would you need to slow down and do more planning? Most people benefit from more planning. But in order to plan and have a good plan, you're going to need to slow down. So in other words, what will you need to overcome obstacles? Now, what do you imagine the benefit will be? Okay, why make any change unless it's going to be for the better? And don't only think immediately, but over time, what will the benefit be for your sense of well-being, your sense of self-honoring, your best possible connection to loved ones, and a sense of meaningful holidays? I invite people to do the 10-10-10 exercise. So, and if you're applying it to the benefit, you would think about, well, what would the benefit be in 10 hours? Okay. How might I feel differently in 10 hours? Or how might the holidays be different in 10 hours? What would the benefit be in 10 days? What would the benefit be in 10 weeks or 10 months? So you project it out because you don't always feel the benefit immediately. Now, set the intention with an action plan. That's really important. And a way to hold yourself accountable. So it's not just a matter of saying, oh, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to do this and this differently. Have an action plan. And accountability is really important. So you make it more real. Confide your plan and confide your vision. Confide it to somebody else. So somebody else is holding, they're witnessing your anticipated and planned changes. Set some markers for a backslide and for forward movement. In other words, so how will you know, as you're holding yourself to your plan, what will you see that will be different that will tell you, wow, this is a very different kind of holiday season because I'm doing X, Y, and Z? What will you see? What kind of markers will be indicators to you that you are backsliding? Okay? Now, celebrate small, successful steps. It's always important to celebrate and amplify changes, okay? You can take photos. That makes it more real. But in other words, punctuate the changes. There's a lot of science that talks about punctuating and amplifying positive experiences creates more joy. It makes it more real. So do whatever you need to do to make it more real to you, that these are not just vague ideas in your head. These are things you are working on and doing. Okay, so I think if you follow this template, I think you will probably have better holidays. And I'm hoping, you know, you're able to take something from this and make some part of the holidays better. I hope you enjoy the holidays more than ever. My sense is that you will if you're thinking about all this. So thanks to my listeners for tuning in. We're at the end of the show already. I hope this podcast has given you some ideas for a happier holiday season. My next podcast will be sometime in December. I haven't decided yet, but I will be announcing it. I'll be announcing when and the topic. So happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye.